This is Mark Seve with Plot Points Podcast. I'm here with a good friend and collaborator. Sometimes he and I kick around ideas and start to write things and have fun, big fun with Christopher Stiers. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mark.
It's ChristopherStiers.com is your website.
Yes.
Spelled just like it sounds. He's on a bunch of places. We'll talk a little bit later down the road. But
okay.
So, Chris, how are you today? You good? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. And it's actually supposed to get into the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Out here.
Yeah, it's not going to be quite that. I'm closer to the coast, so it's not going to be quite that warm. Not my favorite time of the year. There's no, you know, funnily enough, there's no awards show going on. Cannes is coming up, the Cannes Film Festival. But as far as like the traditional award shows, those were fast and furious through the spring.
Yes.
So I found a great website though. If I remember, I'll post it to the show notes about it's kind of like a award shows by date kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah. So there's unfortunately they put the text in yellow for some stuff and it's impossible to read. So if you're listening to me, awardswatch.com. Find a different color than yellow to put against a white background. You can't read it.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of film festivals coming up, including Venice and Telluride and Toronto and New York. And just to let you guys know, I'm not great at following award show. I get surprised every time the Oscars come out. It's like, what? Oh yeah. Oscars. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
that and, this coming Friday.
Uh-huh.
Is considered the beginning of the summer movie release.
Blockbusters. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. We'll have to, we'll look forward to seeing some, terrific films this year. Hopefully. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's a weird kind of thing because a lot of them end up on streaming.
Yeah.
You know, for $14.95 or whatever, or some of them, you still have to go to the theater to see it. But
right.
I think we're too. One of my neighbors, not my direct neighbor, but one of my neighbors, I saw a box outside by the dumpster.
Yeah.
It was like a 70-inch TV, and I can just imagine in my as small as these condos are, he must have to sit in the kitchen to watch the TV.
Yeah, it's like going to a movie theater and sitting in the first row.
Exactly. So, anyway, so well, okay. So, kind of on that note, what have you been watching lately? That's anything we'd be interested in.
I just watched the pilot for Dead Boy Detectives.
Oh yeah, I saw that and. I don't know.
It's a strange Neil Gaiman.
Oh yeah, Neil Gaiman. Okay. Well, yeah, terrific writer.
It's one of his.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to have to dip in. There's no way I can avoid a Neil Gaiman series. Okay. What else?
And I've been watching Black Sails.
Yeah, I did too.
And I just started watching for the first time The Wire.
Oh God.
Oh. Wow.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the first time I saw Idris Elba.
Oh.
Was in The Wire, and he had been doing a lot of British at the time I wasn't watching any British shows because there weren't available. You know, we didn't have BritBox. We didn't have, Acorn or PBS Masterpiece. We had PBS Masterpiece, but never saw Acorn or BritBox. Oh, yeah. It's just a terrific show.
Yeah.
Is that where's that at?
HBO.
Okay. Don't have HBO. So right. HBO, if you want to give me a free, we'll mention you on the show at least 15 times an episode.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Black Sails also, which I really love.
Oh, me too.
And I started a show called 300 Years of French and Saunders.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Saunders and can't think of her first name. Dawn French. are two comedians, two British comedians that are just hilarious. Jennifer Saunders, you might know her from Ab Fab, from Absolutely Fabulous, but they had a sketch comedy show, and this is kind of a best of the thing. So it's hilarious anyway. Okay. And then I took a flyer. This is not my wheelhouse, but I watched the first episode of Sex and the City.
Oh, okay.
I'd never seen it.
Wow. That's like me and The Wire.
Well, I mean, take a step back.
Okay.
Sex and the City is about four women exploring their sexuality in New York City.
Yes.
And The Wire is about the dirty side of the streets.
But they're well received, both of them.
Yes.
Series. And why I never gotten to The Wire, I don't know.
Yeah, it is excruciatingly good. Just a powerful. There are characters in there I've never seen before, and probably will never see again. One of the sad notes is that the character who plays Omar, who he was in Happ and Leonard. He was. He was.
Another good show.
Yeah, he was Leonard.
Yeah.
And he died recently. I know. But he plays a character called Omar that's just, oof, my God, is that – there are – I can't even – don't get me started on The Wire. It's just
we won't. Easy.
So anyway, so those are the shows I've been watching. I mean, it sounds like, real quality material here for me, as far as I'm concerned. It's all either got great provenance or great, lasted the test of time. So, right. We're Plot Points Podcast. My name's Mark Seve. I'm with a friend and sometimes collaborator named Christopher Stiers, ChristopherStiers.com. He's got 8 novels published and a 9th one coming up, hopefully.
Yes.
Any word on that?
No.
Okay.
Not at this time.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, it takes, I've self-published 7 books, but Chris has actually had to convince other people to buy his work. So that's hard to do. It's quite an investment, quite a commitment. Anyway, and also, Chris is also represented in Blood Fiction 1, Volume 1, and Blood Fiction Volume 2, and about she's got a bunch of short stories. He's all over the interweb. So check him out. Go to Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, any of those stores. Hey, got any sales coming up with any of your books? No?
Nothing that I've heard of.
Okay. Do they get in touch with you and tell you when they're going to put that stuff on sale?
One publisher sends me monthly updates.
Okay.
And the other publisher quarterly.
Right. So just to let you guys know how impressive, all this is I just got a royalty payment from Amazon for my books. Uh-huh. It was 30 cents.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Oh, hell, I almost passed out when I saw it. I thought, here, now I can get that Porsche I've been dreaming of and take that trip to Europe to see my father's family. Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a second. Don't you have to split that between 18 writers?
Well, the first in the first. I can't tell what portion is Blood Fiction and what portion is the other 5 books that I've published. So it's 7 books, 30 cents. So what's that come out to? Four cents a book.
Yes, but I will tell our listeners that if you're interested in screenwriting, check out Mark's Quantum Screenwriting.
Yeah, Quantum Script Writing.
Yes. Oh, you'll get amazing insights into your work. And
totally agree. I have no argument. I have no argument there.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so speaking of script writing, have you been working? Are you still working on? You changed scripts? I think like 5 times this year already. But you're working
it feels
on
that way.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's okay. We've talked about this. Neither you or I are afraid of dropping a project and starting a new one.
Yes, and I've been working on a new one for the last month or so.
Right, okay.
And I'm very pleased although I've had to do lots of polishing and editing and rewriting and looking at it going, well, this is out of structure, you know. And so, but where I've reached at this point, I'm pretty pleased with it.
Cool. Well, and so let me ask you this. Now, you're going through a workshop. Do you find the workshop experience to be valuable to you, or does it get in your way?
Valuable. Yes. When we do an overall and people tell me they love my stuff, you know, I go, okay. And, but when we get down to the nitty gritty, they catch some either omissions or just flat out wrong stuff that I missed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've read the stuff so much, you don't see some of the details until, and sometimes it's just one person who says, I don't understand this.
Right.
This wouldn't happen, you know, in real life. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and I smack myself in the forehead. Well, I lean out of camera range and I smack myself in the forehead. Yes, I'm big fan and big advocate of workshops.
Workshops, yeah. Well, that's cool. Speaking of that, I have an intro class starting sometime in May, intro to script writing. I teach on Zoom.
Yes.
So hopefully I'll be able to mention it once or twice before it starts. But if anybody's interested, you can go to scriptwritingclasses.org and I'll have information up there soon. So,
and in the past, you've had students from around the world, not just here in the U.S.
Yeah, it was weird. My last intro semester, I had a student who he bounces between the U.S. and France.
Uh-huh.
And so he took half of the class in the U.S. And then when he went back to France, he'd have to get up at 3:30 in the morning to take the class because class starts at 6:30 at night. And that's like 3:30 in the morning in France. But it was pretty interesting. I mean, he was always, he never missed a class. So, yes.
So if you're interested out there in script writing and learning how to do it correctly, it doesn't matter where you're at.
Right.
Check out the class.
Yeah, it's a Zoom class. It's really easy to take. I've been teaching on Zoom since COVID, since before COVID, slightly before COVID, because COVID destroyed so many classes. And I had on the ground classes, and I don't know if I will ever go back, but we'll see. Right.
Okay.
So we're a Plot Points Podcast. I'm Mark Seve. You can reach us at 919 Scripts, which is 919-727-4787, or at plotpoints.com, which is the website I put up for the podcast years ago. Uh-huh. Or you can find us on iTunes. Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Google Podcasts, Joe's amazing podcast. I mean, we're just everywhere. We have a really great audience too.
Yes.
So thank you all for listening. You know, make sure you keep on listening. We're a low entry kind of podcast. We don't do any ads. We're quick. We're dirty, and we're out. That's the way we like it. So Chris, we had a top five. I thought this was going to be a difficult. I thought I was going to have a trouble getting up to five movies about bands.
I did.
You did? Okay. I did not. But go, okay. So let's. In fact, I crossed out a bunch of them, and I thought, okay, well, now I got to choose. Anyway, okay, give me.
Well, I kept running into recommended band movies that were about one person.
Well, that's kind of okay.
Well, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be about bands.
Okay. As an example, the movie Whiplash.
Yes.
Is about one individual, but it's in the context of his college jazz class, I think, or whatever.
Yes.
So I think that would have qualified if you picked it. But all right. Well, let me hear your five.
Okay. Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, yeah. That's a great. Well, how did I miss that? Oh, yeah.
Okay. That Thing You Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I may have cheated a little with this one. Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. School of Rock.
Yeah. That was funny. That was what's Jack Black?
Yeah. Yeah. But he made a band.
Yeah.
Okay. And at the top spot, Almost Famous.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's not about a band, but that's okay. It's about a journalist. So
covering a band.
Well, we didn't say band. The bands that were. I mean, you could put The Wedding Singer in there if you wanted to. No, that's okay. That's fine. I almost put Almost Famous on my list, but then I said, no, I'm not going to cheat like Chris. All right. So mine is That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks produced movie. Yeah. Mainly because there's a song, that song that was in there is by one of my favorite groups called the Fountains of Wayne. And they made, oh my God, the pop music that these guys made. One of them died recently, but, they're terrific, terrific musicians. I'm surprised you didn't, did you see Sing Street?
No.
Oh, okay. I think that would have been on your list.
Okay.
Straight Out of Compton. Which is about NWA, which is one of my favorite movies about a band.
Okay.
The Runaways, which is about Joan Jett and the Runaways. And then I had Whiplash on the list, and I had Jersey Boys, Yesterday on the list, which is great. And then I changed it for Jersey Boys.
Clint Eastwood directed.
Yeah, and it was a favorite soundtrack, not a soundtrack. It was a play before.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who sings in there is just incredible. They're really good. So, but I enjoyed the movie too. So those are some good movies for, like I said, I thought I could probably add another five or so to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see The Commitments?
No.
Okay. That's a band that's a garage band in England.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to put that on the list too, but I didn't. So,
yeah.
Okay, Chris, I think we're going to skip the question for this week.
Okay.
We're running out of time,
okay.
But, Let me just say that what I wanted to mention is that I'm putting together Blood Fiction Volume 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's possible that I will be asking for contributions to it. They're short stories. I'm currently redoing the website for the book, and I'm adding a way for people to query me about material. So, but it's not open yet. It's not official. I've started to ask, and Chris is working on a story. So he'll be represented in all three volumes. Your last story was really, the ending is really, really amazing. Just incredible. Of course, I'm just a fan of your work. I don't have any issues with, when it comes to, the one thing, you'll send something in and I'll look at it and I'll go, Chris, it doesn't quite blah, 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 blah. And, you just send in another one. That's a great thing about having a war chest, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, kids, listen to your Uncle Mark here. Write that script, write that story, write that novel, write that article, whatever it takes. The problem is you may not be able to sell something today, but you can always pull it up and push it out into somebody's face later on. There's always an opportunity, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Chris is a fine example of that, because every time I ask him for something, he seems to pull something out of his. I don't know where you come up with all these stories, but, anyway, but, please, avail yourself of Blood Fiction 1 or 2 if you're interested. And I will let you know when or if, I put a, I put a June deadline on it, mid-June deadline on submission. Yeah. So we'll see how many I get. That'll okay. determine if I'm going to open it up or not. So.
All right.
And Chris can be found anywhere that you that fine books are sold, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, et cetera, et cetera. Or if you want to keep up with his work, you can go to ChristopherStyers.com. Okay, well, we'll wrap it up here. Chris, do you have a quote for us?
Yes.
Okay.
And this quote is from the poet Robert Frost.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No tears in the writer, no tears in the reader. No surprise in the writer, no surprise in the reader.
Very succinct.
Yeah.
He's a terrific terrific writer, just an amazing talent. So I hope that kids are still being taught some of these classic. I know that literature is not necessarily being taught in schools, but I hope that some of these, that there's a sampling of some of these people, you know, because boy, can you learn from them?
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. Great quote. Thank you. So, Chris, we'll see you around the old water cooler, and have a great weekend as you continue forward with all your stuff, and good luck on good luck on everything.
You too, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. And for myself, for Christopher Styers at ChristopherStyers.com, for all the men and women at Orange County Screenwriters Association, be inspired, do good work.